Hi guys, this is Rania. Welcome to a new episode from Learn and Watch. Today's lesson, we'll focus on some idioms. We have about 5 idioms to talk about. We'll explain them with examples. It's better to bring a paper and pen. Number 1. Cost an arm and a leg. What's the meaning of cost an arm and a leg? You know that arm and a leg are priceless. We can buy them. If something costs you an arm and a leg, that means it's very expensive. We have some equal idioms, you know, equal in the meaning. Like prices are sky high or prices are through the roof. Let's go down with some examples. A college education in America costs an arm and a leg. A college education in America costs an arm and a leg. All of the furniture and Honest Abe's costs an arm and a leg. I hope you like this one. Let's move to the next one. Did in job. Did in job. A job that won't lead to anything else. You want to get any benefits, any knowledge. You won't get promoted or all these things. So, it's dead in job. For example, Diana realized that working as a cashier was a dead-end job. Jim worked many dead-end jobs before finally deciding to start his own business. Okay, next. Go back to the drawing board. What the meaning of go back to the drawing board? If you go back to the drawing board, you go back to square one. I know. Okay. Back to square one or go back to the drawing board means to start all over again. To start a task over because the last try failed. To start again from the beginning, from scratch. Let's clarify this with some examples. Frank's new business failed, so he had to go back to the drawing board. The president didn't agree with our new ideas for the company, so we had to go down or go back to the drawing board. Okay, I hope you like it too. Give me the creeps. This one gives me the creeps. What's the meaning of this? To give someone the creeps to create a feeling of disgusting or horror. Jones's friend Matt has 7 earrings in each ear and an I love mom tattoo on his arm. He really gives Nicole the creeps. Example 2. There was a strange man following me around the grocery store. He was giving me the creeps. I hope you would never meet someone like that give you that kind of feeling. Lose one's temper. If I lost my temper, or I'm usually losing my temper, so I'm becoming very angry, irritating, agitating, you know. Like quite moody, to being quite moody, yes, to being quite moody. For example, Bob always loses his temper when his kids start chewing gum aloud. It's really, I myself will lose my temper if I just hear this noise. When Ted handed in his essay 2 weeks late, his teacher really lost his temper. The last one here, sharp as attack. What the meaning of a sharp as attack? He is a sharp as attack. That means that he's very intelligent, very smart. Jay scored 100% on his science test. He's a sharp as attack. Anna got a scholarship to Yale. She's a sharp attack. And now we come to the end of our episode. I hope you all like it and stay tuned for another episode. Learn and watch. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.